But first, if you've been listening to this show for any period of time, you know that I've been battling squirrels at my home. And this winter, they were consuming my ornamental kale that I planted in my front and back flower beds.
So hardy.
Because the kale looks nice, and it usually is hardy enough to last through the winter. And I've planted the kale there 3, 4, 5 winters in a row, and they haven't touched it. But this winter, for some reason, they started eating all of it. And it was really ticking me off. And so I went out, and a few months ago, I purchased a Daisy 880 Powerline dual action rifle. And I have one official kill that I told you about, and I think that was on the first day of squirrel hunting. And that's the only official kill that I have to date, but I have obviously sent a very strong message to the rest of these tree rats, because I've noticed very, very few, if any, on my actual property or in the gardens since I've been taking pot shots at them.
Guess we're pretty much playing for keeps now, huh?
You must have killed the alpha squirrel.
Yeah, maybe.
Their leader.
I've also witnessed a Pavlov squirrel thing happening. Because now all I have to do is open the door or a window, and usually they scatter. And if I'm already outside and one appears, if they hear the pump action on my Daisy 880 Powerline dual action rifle, they freak out.
Right.
And they hightail it out of there. I don't even need to take a shot. All I have to do is pump it.
Right. That's why you need to record it and just put it on a loop.
There you go.
Outside your house.
I'm still not a great shot, though. I haven't taken a lot of target practice, so I miss a lot. And it's funny because sometimes if they're up in a tree, I'll take aim and I'll fire. And I know I didn't hit them, but I know I came really close because they flip their lid and they start scrambling all over the place. So it came close. I think I'm buzzing a lot of them. But I don't know that I'm hitting a lot of them. Although, as you pointed out once, Gordo, I could be hitting them like in the tail.
Yeah.
And then they're going off later and dying.
Well, I don't think you're going to die from a tail shot.
You're going to put a window out.
Well, a few days ago, I'm sitting at my desk, and I heard a squirrel going crazy in the tree right outside my window. And it's when they get really agitated, it sounds something like this.
Got a dot matrix printer out in your tree.
You guys have heard that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But.
And I couldn't tell if he was taunting me, if he could see me sitting at my desk or what, but I very slowly grabbed my Daisy 880 Powerline dual action rifle, and I crept upstairs to my sniper's perch, and I very slowly opened the window. And I found myself face to face with the little bastard. We were probably 15 feet apart, and he didn't move. He was just staring at me, and I was staring at him. And I slowly put him in my crosshairs, and I gently pulled the trigger, just like Bradley Cooper as Chris Kyle in American Sniper.
You felt
just like it.
But I missed.
No.
I think, it may have been a tail shot. But he freaked out, and as he was fleeing, I got one more shot off, and I haven't seen him since.
You have 3 shots in like 9 seconds?
3 shots in 9 seconds.
I can't breathe.
And as in war, it is all about cutting off their main highways. And so I haven't seen any in my garden since I got my Daisy 880 Powerline dual action rifle. But I have seen them running along the top of the fence that is between my yard and my neighbor's yard. And they're going from the front to the back, front to the back. And that's their main highway. Mm-hmm. And I will sit out there and I'll wait for them to come down the highway and I'll take some shots at them. But that hasn't deterred them from taking that highway. So as in war, I need to figure out how to cut off that main artery.
Yeah, can't you just throw up a roadblock, some sort of physical obstruction on top of the fence?
Well, they're pretty agile, so they can go over just about anything. Do you think I could lay down a spike strip?
Maybe fireworks, artillery shells.
No, yeah, landmine.
Ham it up a little bit.
Should I mine the top of my fence?
Well, think about if you had like a platform that could be sprung. Okay, so you wait for it to cross that platform, then you spring it, and it launches them. It catapults them.
That would be great.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Do you think they make that?
Sure, or you could fabricate it. No, not you.
Yeah, I don't think I could. I'm not a real man.
Yeah. Glad you're admitting that now.
I wonder if some place like a pest control place, do they have springs like that?
There's
or
some P1 who will build one for you.
Okay. Yes. I'll pay for that because that would be hours of entertainment.
Yes, and you could
launching squirrels.
You could put a GoPro out there and and you would have a great YouTube video.
Yes.
Tons of hits.
Okay, I'm going to look into that.
You could go viral.
Also, I've got a lot of pots with flowers and whatever vegetables, whatever I have in them. And in
really
the past,
aren't a real man.
In the past, they will get into those pots and they'll dig out the plants. Mm-hmm. You know, jeez. Is there a way to protect the pots? Can you put a spike strip around the edge of the pots?
Yes, or mongoose urine, or is that snakes?
Fox.
I've tried that red fox urine. That does not work.
No,
doesn't work. So if anybody has either a squirrel catapult or a spike strip that I can put around potted plants, let me know. But I'll
do something to your potted plants.
Yeah, boy, Willie.
Yeah.
Keep them away from that.
I don't
plants.
Need your what? Reproductive material in my plants.
What?
That's what you're thinking.
It doesn't make any sense.
I want the P1s to know, and more importantly, the squirrels to know that I am slowly winning this war.
You are.
Sounds like it. Yeah, sounds like you've outgunned them for sure. All right, 7:45.